Do you like U.S. military history, especially stories about our veterans? If you answered yes, then I know you'll enjoy Duty and Valor. Hi, I'm Wayne Marks, and each week I'll tell you the amazing stories of heroes who pushed away their fears and showed true valor on the battlefield. And although their stories are different, the common trait they all share is that they all served with pride and lived with humility. And I'm honored to tell you their stories. Welcome back, everyone. On today's episode of Duty and Valor, you'll hear the story of a man who started his military career as an enlisted man, but quickly became a naval aviator. A man whose flying skills were regarded as amongst the best in the Navy. A man who faced countless odds, but secured the rescue of two downed aviators during the Vietnam War. This is the story of Medal of Honor recipient U.S. Navy Commander Clyde Lawson. Clyde was born on March 14, 1942, to parents Arthur and Jacqueline Lawson of Fort Myers, Florida. While his father was serving during World War II, his mother moved their family to Lake Placid, New York, before returning to Florida after the war, where they settled in Inglewood. In 1960, Clyde graduated from Venice High School before attending San Diego City College and then Pensacola Junior College. In September 1961, Clyde enlisted in the U.S. Navy, where he was an aviation electronics technician. He wanted more from his military career, so he applied to and was accepted into the Naval Aviation Cadet Program in 1964. In October of the following year, he was commissioned as an ensign and successfully completed the program, and was awarded his Wings of Gold as a helicopter pilot. The same month he became a pilot, he married Linda, his high school sweetheart, and the two would go on to have two children. Ensign Lawson was sent to the Philippines, where he was a member of the Helicopter Combat Support Squadron 1. Later, this unit was attached to the USS Preble, a guided missile destroyer. By June 1968, Lawson, who was now a lieutenant junior grade, was the officer in charge of Detachment 104 aboard the ship. The Preble was sent to the waters off the coast of Vietnam in support of the war, and he flew multiple search and rescue missions there. On June 19th, the call came in that two naval aviators, Lieutenant Commanders John Holtzclaw and John Burns, from Fighter Squadron 33 had ejected 20 miles into hostile territory after their F-4 Phantom was hit by a North Vietnamese surface-to-air missile. At around midnight, Lieutenant Lawson prepared his UH-2A Sea Sprite light utility helicopter for takeoff. It was reported that the helicopter was too heavy and wasn't able to take off with full fuel. After taking off, he had to drop towards the water in order to gain enough airspeed. He was successful and started his flight towards the downed men. The men had gone down in rugged terrain with steep hills and dense tree cover. Once the men were located, Lawson wasted no time in starting the rescue. He put his Sea Sprite down at the base of a hill, but the undergrowth in the area was so thick that the two men couldn't make it to the helicopter. The two men were then asked to shoot flares into the air, allowing Lawson to plan the next attempt. Seeing where the men were, he placed his helicopter between two trees and hovered approximately 50 feet from the ground. Things were progressing quickly and they were attempting to lower a hoist to the men when the last of the flares flickered and died out. Now in complete darkness, there was no way to know how close the trees were. He tried his best to keep the helicopter stationary, but that was nearly impossible, and it collided with a tree. The collision sent the helicopter falling to the ground, but Lieutenant Lawson was able to gain control, and he moved away from the tree line. With the helicopter damaged, he refused to return to safety. Rather, he made contact with the men and attempted another rescue. Lieutenant Lawson radioed a nearby air crew and waited for them to illuminate the area with more flares. While waiting, the two men were told to make their way down the hill and to wait by a clearing until given word to come out. Lieutenant Lawson's attempt at another rescue failed as he wasn't able to land. Though he was low on fuel and the helicopter was badly damaged, he again wouldn't even consider leaving the downed men behind. With new flares lighting up the night sky, Lieutenant Lawson again attempted to put the helicopter down. While under heavy fire, he began his descent. Unfortunately, the flares didn't stay lit long enough for him to land. Now frustrated, he risked further danger and used the helicopter's landing lights to seed the landing zone below him. The ground beneath the helicopter was a rice paddy, and Lieutenant Lawson was worried that the tires would get stuck in the mud, so he actually hovered above the ground. He did so for only 2 minutes, but 2 minutes in combat seems like an eternity, and I'm sure it did for all involved. As the two men were spotted racing towards the helicopter, the gunners began firing relentlessly at the tree line. When the two men made it to the helicopter, the same gunners stopped firing and quickly pulled the men aboard. Within seconds, the helicopter gained altitude and started its flight back. Lieutenant Lawson knew that they were far from safe. They were still flying above hostile territory, and he had to dodge anti-aircraft fire nearly the whole way to the coast. Also, as he couldn't start the mission with full fuel tanks and the rescue taking longer than planned, he was extremely low on fuel. So low that he had no chance of landing back on the Preble. Rather, he was forced to land on a cruiser, the USS Jewett. And when he finally landed, he only had 5 minutes left of fuel. His heroic flying actions that day not only rescued Lieutenant Commanders Holtzclaw and Burns, he also ensured his entire air crew returned safely from their rescue mission. For his actions that day, Lieutenant Junior Grade Clyde Lawson was awarded the Medal of Honor, and the medal was bestowed upon him by President Johnson at a White House ceremony on January 16, 1969. Lawson continued his Navy career before retiring at the rank of commander in December 1982 after 20 years of service. Commander Clyde Lawson passed away on April 1, 1994, and is buried in Pensacola, Florida. In 2001, the Navy honored his legacy and named a guided missile destroyer the USS Lawson. Commander Clyde Lawson faced seemingly insurmountable odds. In the face of enemy fire and the dark of night, he refused to give up saving his fellow aviators. His unwavering courage and selfless determination not only secured the lives of others, but became a beacon of hope. Lawson's heroism serves as an inspiration to all, urging us to face challenges head-on and fight for what we believe in, no matter the cost. Thank you for listening to this episode of Duty and Valor. To read more about this week's hero, check out the sources used in today's episode in our show notes and at dutyandvalor.com. If you want to listen to our episodes early, we release new episodes on our YouTube channel of the same name on Fridays at 5 p.m. Also on our channel, we release daily YouTube shorts that highlight our nation's heroes, most of whom haven't been featured on our show yet. Be sure to like, follow, and share our episodes. And please join us for our next episode, where we'll be sharing the inspiring story of another American hero who served with pride and lived with humility.